Cinderella sat down beside her sisters and was very good to them, giving them some of the fruit and cakes that the prince had brought her. This kindness surprised and pleased them greatly, for they did not know who she was, and they thought it very wonderful to be spoken to by so beautiful a princess. Just when Cinderella was enjoying herself the most, she heard the clock strike 11:45. Without saying a word, she hurried away. When the clock strikes home, just at midnight, her coach became a pumpkin again, and her beautiful clothes became the ragged dress she wore every day. Quickly, she ran into the house where she found her godmother waiting for her by the fireplace. Cinderella thanked the fairy for sending her to the ball and told her all that had happened. "The prince asked me to go to the ball tomorrow night," said the girl. "Oh, how I wish I might go." Soon, her sisters came home from the king's palace. "How long you have stayed?" said Cinderella, rubbing her eyes as if she were sleepy.
"If you had been with us," said one of the sisters, "you would not be tired or sleepy. The most beautiful princess that ever was seen came to the ball."